there's somebody else in this community, and there's a street sign out here for Ada Lois Sipuel Fisher.
Yes.
She was older than you, I think, by about 10 years or so.
Ada Lois grew up across the street, angled from where I was raised. Oh, wow. So we were both raised on Dakota. She was a high school student, and I was grade school. But in the summertime or spring, they would play ball in the street. And if the ball went in somebody's yard, it was Loretta that Ada Lois would say, "Go get the ball. If you want to play with us," you know, young children at that time, little kids is what they called them. They wanted to play with the big kids. They wanted to play ball. But you couldn't play directly. You had to do those chores. But Ada Lois was a good friend of mine. She was always nice. When she grew up, the father moved the house because he was a minister. He moved the house on First Street right next to the church that he pastored. So that took her out of this community. Then I lost track, and then I heard about her at the University of Oklahoma. In later years, she would come back to Chickasha and would talk to my mother and my father and my brothers. And when I was given an honor, they called it the Loretta Day, and I'll tell you about that. Ada Lois came back and was one of the keynote speakers. She was one of the persons to come and say how she knew me and so on. But she was a good friend of mine.
Well, we're talking about her. Let's tell her story just a little bit. She, of course, was the first black to graduate from the University of Oklahoma Law School. But she actually graduated from Lincoln High School,
yes,
right here,
yes,
in Chickasha. Mm-hmm. She enrolled in the Arkansas Agricultural, Mechanical, and Normal College, now University of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, transferred to Langston University in 1942, and was graduated with honors in 1945. So then this kind of brings her to that point where she delayed her legal career in order to challenge segregation. And then it was in 1946 that she applied at the University of Oklahoma and was denied because of race. You did a documentary on her.
I did a documentary on Ada Lois. Because I wanted her story, I did 4 documentaries, and hers was one of those.
Even though she was finally admitted to the law school, she had to dine in a separate chained-off guarded area of the law school cafeteria.
Yes.
She recalled years later that some white students would crawl under the chain and eat with her when the guards were not around.
The students accepted her. It was the law of the university. It was the law of segregation. But the students, they took the chains down and accepted her and would not allow her to sit in a separate place to eat or to be in class.
As I said, in 1946, she applied at the University of Oklahoma, was denied because of her race. And then 2 years later, in 1948, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Sipuel versus Board of Regents of University of Oklahoma that the state of Oklahoma must provide instruction for blacks equal to that of whites. Thurgood Marshall acted as the head NAACP lawyer for this case, and the justices ruled unanimously. The case was also a precursor for Brown versus Board of Education. So she was admitted, but even so, was treated differently.
Yes.
But then graduated in 1951 with a Master of Law degree, began practicing law right here in Chickasha, in 1952.
She practiced law here in Chickasha with a friend of hers and a neighbor, T.J. McElveen. She worked with him here in Chickasha.
Then, it's interesting to point out, Governor David Walters appointed her to the Board of Regents,
yes,
at the University of Oklahoma.
That's right.
What a great story that was. As she's noted, it completed a 45-year cycle for her to be named a member of the Board of Regents. You had to be terribly proud of her, that you knew her playing ball.
Yes.
And then when you saw what she did, I mean, she of some sort was a role model for you.
It was a role model for us. But then when you met Ada Lois, that was not the topic of discussion. She was just Ada Lois. She was being herself. It wasn't something that she would dwell on. It was all about learning. It was all about being fair. It was all about being somebody, and that's what the teachers would say, and the older kids would tell you, be somebody. So when we would visit, she just might say, "What are you doing? and how are you? Can I help you with whatever you're doing? So when she said that, I told her about the projects and my being on the banking board.
And even though, as I pointed out, she had to eat in a chained-off section, she was given a chair, and it was labeled colored in a roped-off area of the classroom.
Yes. At that point in history, on all of the water fountains, all of the bathrooms, they would have colored and white. Mm-hmm. And you knew exactly which fountain that you should drink from or which bathroom you should use if there was one for you.